You're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at WICN.org. Good evening, I'm Al Voner, and this is The Public Eye. Right here in Massachusetts, in fact, in Guild, Massachusetts, is a summer camp. And no, not necessarily. It's not a sports camp, as many people would think. Where can I send the kids for the summer and get them out of my hair? No, this is a camp where young people, especially those who have a craving for the performing arts, can really hone those skills. And for the past 22 years, the Summer Stars Camp for the Performing Arts in Guild, Mass., has been a mainstay for young people, as I said, who have a knack, a talent, and foresee perhaps pursuing performing in the performing arts in one form or another. And that's why this week I've asked the founder and camp director, Donna Milani Luther, to join me and talk a little bit about the camp and the program and the kids that attend and what it is that they get out of this very special program. Donna, nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Al. It's so great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm a little embarrassed because I said to you earlier that, I'm right here in central Mass. I mean, you're not all that far. Massachusetts is not a huge state by any means, right in Guild, Mass., and for 22 years, no less. So I take it that obviously there's a demand and there's a need for the camp and the program, right? I mean, there's a lot of young people around the area who have this desire, which is a burning desire, I would hope, to learn a little bit more or to hone crafts or hone a skill that they already have, a talent that they already have. But tell me a little bit about the origins of the camp.
So it's an interesting story, I think, Al. I was actually sitting here in my office and got a call from Britney Spears' manager. This was 23 years ago. And essentially, Brittany wanted to support having kids that whose programs in schools were being cut. The arts were being cut a lot and still are, unfortunately, in so many schools, and or kids that couldn't actually afford to have lessons. And would I gather with a few others and figure out how to create a program that could help kids hone their skills, as you said, and follow their passion for the arts. And so it's been a lovely 22 years in essentially putting all of that together and developing a program. Brittany sponsored the camp for the first 5 years, and then after that, unfortunately, closed her foundation. But we've kept it going, and it's been going strong for all this time.
Now, Donna, people think performing arts. Okay, so they want to be a singer or an actor. Is that primarily the focus for those who attend?
So I think we offer lots and lots of programs for our campers. Yes, certainly singing, certainly acting, but we do a technical theater class. There's a poetry and rap class for kids, African dance, hip hop. Sometimes there's a tap class, drumming class, just about anything. I think that I feel it's important for kids to really expand their skills, as opposed to say when they're 12, I'm a singer and that's all I want to do. Actually, when you're a singer, you should learn to act and you should learn to dance and move, because you're a better singer if you can perform with all of the skills. So we really encourage kids to say, certainly I'm going to do what my main interest is, but to expand and to try other things, because it actually supports their entire performance package.
Yeah. And that's I agree with you there. I mean, if you can sing, but if you can add to your repertoire, dancing, whatever it may be, especially, if they're interested in doing live performance on stage, perhaps like a off-Broadway, that's certainly going to come in handy. But the other thing I was intrigued about is the fact that, somebody thinks, well, they probably got a couple of hundred kids from the area and, keeps them out of trouble. You're pulling, on average, about 3,000 middle and high school age students, right?
Yes, over the years, that's exactly what has happened, which has been wonderful. And New York City, Boston, Providence, Hartford, some students from East Orange, New Jersey come every year. It's just sort of depended on the schools that we connect with, and then the teachers that say, oh, right, I've really got, two or three kids that would really, really love to sort of leave their situation and be together with 100 or 125 kids that have the same passion. So I think that's part of the magic of Summer Stars, is that kids get together from all over, you know, sort of extended New England, and really work with kids that have similar interests. And I think all of the, I think kids put up walls, you know, and try to be cool and so on. That sort of floats away, and they really hone their craft together, and I think find lifelong friends in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure many of them do. Now, one thing I want to clarify, because I didn't bring it up at the opening of the broadcast. They stay right there during the duration of the camp, or is this day camp?
Yes. No, it's a sleepaway camp. Mm-hmm. It's 9 days, and it's pretty intense. We get up very early in the morning. We have a morning stretch before breakfast, and we sort of set the tone for the day. After breakfast is morning sing, where the entire camp learns three or four songs that will frame a show. We actually do a show in a week, a public performance that's about an hour and a half long. And then they go to master classes. And as I said before, that includes anything from African dance to hip hop to we have a music video class where we have a director from Hollywood come out and teach them how to actually create a video. Which we show at the show, for example. And we have a rock and soul band where kids pick up an instrument for the very first time. They learn to play the guitar or a drum kit or bass guitar, et cetera, and put together a band. So huge, huge range of things. After lunch, every single day, there's an open mic. And our policy is that kids can, you know, just take the mic for 3 minutes and hop up in front of the entire camp. Sometimes kids that are dorming, you know, together and so on will put together a number because they're just interested in trying something new and working together. Then in the afternoon, there are workshops and activities. So there are workshops ranging from, let's see, audition classes if you want to audition for your high school musical, or drumming or songwriting or some extension of creative writing and so on, and also camp activities. So they go swimming and they play basketball and all the things you would normally do at a camp. And then every single evening we bring in professional performers of different genres because I think the kids need to be exposed to all kinds of things and just add all of the pieces each day to their performance skills.
Yeah, I want to just take a quick pause to remind folks that you're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus from New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at WICN.org. This is The Public Eye. I'm Al Voney, your host. My guest this week is Donna Milani Luther, the founder and camp director of Summer Stars, a camp for performing arts in Gill, Massachusetts, where for the last 22 years, some 3,000 children, well, I say children, kids, middle school and high school age, attend a 9-day intensive program in many, many forms of performing arts. And Donna, the best part of this, and I almost wish I was a kid again, although many of my neighbors would probably be gray hairs over that thought. This is tuition free. That's very rare that they get exposure such as that you've spoken about, get to have this intensive program. All the things that go on, plus board, room and board, meals for 9 days, and it's all tuition-free. How does that happen?
Well, we work pretty hard at fundraising during the school year, which I think just matters. It's, again, so many kids don't have arts programs in their schools and can't necessarily afford the kinds of lessons that would help them support their passions. So we're really committed to raising funds and helping give kids the opportunity to dive in and learn something new, certainly in a skill, but also I think the arts help you and certainly help kids learn about themselves as humans. And so we just work really hard. It's a very, very committed staff and board of directors, and we raise the money. We transport kids, too. They don't pay for any transportation to come to camp. We have buses that leave New Jersey and then go through New York City and come out to Gilmath, or, you know, start in Boston and move out west and get everyone there that really wants to be there.
That's just, I can't even imagine. I mean, I wish there were something like that when I was a kid. It's just, you know, transportation, room and board, the whole nine yards. Most importantly, though, and I think you'd agree with this, you know, when you and I were growing up, you know, social media was not, wasn't even around. I see so many young people today, it doesn't matter whether it's elementary, middle school, high school age, even college students. And, you know, their whole life is centered on that cell phone and their social messaging and everything else that they do. Are there any restrictions, any rules? I mean, are they supposed to leave all of that behind and just focus on what's important to them in terms of performing for the 9 days? Or, you know, or do you allow cell phones and all of that on the camp premise?
No, we actually disconnect. So if they choose to bring a cell phone to camp, we collect them on the first night. And then, which is a Sunday, they arrive on Sunday. On Wednesday evenings, they can get their cell phones back and call families. And then again, then they get their phones back when they leave on Monday morning. So it's quite a time. It's interesting because the kids all, you know, sort of groan and complain about giving up their cell phones and their connection to the outside world. Right. But what's fun is on the last day of camp, I sit with all of them and say, so what went well? And what would you like us to improve for next year? Because I deeply believe that it's, you know, continuous improvement helps everyone grow.
Right.
But what's interesting is that they all say how angry they were at the very beginning and how happy they were to be disconnected, to actually be together and actually work together, become a team, and not have the outside distractions. So it's a really interesting shift. But I think they have to live through it and sort of just understand that they can disconnect in that way because it gives them opportunities to connect in other ways.
And, you know, Donna, I can't imagine them being here for 9 days, as you said, an intensive program, especially those that really have an innate talent and really have aspirations of pursuing perhaps performing arts down the road, that, you know, with that distraction, if you will, would have made it so much more difficult. And kudos to you and the staff. And then, obviously, as you said, at the end of the week, you know, the kids realizing that, you know what, you know, life went on. It was great. I didn't really miss anything. And I got to focus on what I really, really love. So I think that's a great component to it. Because otherwise, I'm thinking otherwise, you'd have a hard time getting these kids to focus, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think we all see it. You know, if you walk down the street, there are kids, or, you know, in any community, there are kids that are sitting together, but they're
texting
outside each other. You know, they're disconnected. So this is a real opportunity for them to practice new things for this generation, which I think is very, very important. And I think particularly important since COVID, because kids have been required to be on media for a long time for school and so on.
Right.
And so these lessons are big ones.
I think the question that I think a lot of people would have, I know it's been, I've been chomping at the bit to ask, some 3,000 students each summer come through. It's been 20 some odd years. Have any of them, have some of them go on to be in the performing arts and to each actually get some name recognition?
So I would say a little, yes, absolutely, a few. I don't think I'm at liberty to mention who they are, but we have had people go on. We have one actually that has a contract as an opera singer, which is, you know, lovely and really unusual, but sort of said, oh, we had one of those evening performances that piqued her interest, and that's what she ended up getting a scholarship to college and studying, which is just really wonderful. And some that have gone into sort of behind-the-scenes tech work in production studios and so on. So people are making a living at this, which is unusual in the arts, right?
Right.
So again, we're helping them find that passion and move forward, which is, I think, a gift.
And key word there, and I think you'd agree wholeheartedly, is passion. I mean, that's really what it takes. I mean, nothing is guaranteed, but I think you'd be the first to admit that if this is what you really love, if this is really what your focus is, and you've got the innate talent, go for it. No, there's no guarantee. But if you don't make the effort, you'll never know where you end up. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and I think it might, perhaps it's happening, and maybe you alluded to it. I'm thinking all the various educational institutions, and I'm talking about more specifically those that focus on performing arts, just off the top of my head, Berklee College of Music. But you also mentioned you're so close to, you know, New York City. Do you have working relationships, or at least have you gained the interest from agents, Broadway, movie studios? I know you said you had a director come in once and talk to the kids. I would think this would be a great opportunity for them also to identify and see early on a future star or somebody that has tremendous talent, and maybe work cooperatively with you in hopes of helping that individual and weaning them so that they they have a leg up when they get older. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We do. Thank you. Have lots of connections with lots of different folks. Certainly Broadway. Certainly some of the colleges that are looking for kids, and actually some high schools that come and watch our kids also, because it's just a really important thing to give kids opportunities and to find those talented students that have a big future in front of them. And this is just such an opportunity for them to shine, and those people notice and figure out how to give kids that sort of next step after they leave camp, which is, again, another gift I think we give to them, because, we don't want kids to live with regret. You know, I wish I had. I might have done this. So we give them every opportunity to not only grow at camp, but then to keep going when they get back home, whether it's we help them find more lessons. If they, their family can't afford a keyboard or something, we try to help them figure that out so that they can, again, continue with their passions and continue growing. So it's just the beginning, I think, for each of them.
And I think you said it earlier, they come there and maybe not with the full enthusiasm, one, especially because, cell phone's off, there's the first negative. But I'm thinking for those who deeply believe that they have this desire within them, and they just need a catalyst. You guys have certainly been a motivator, and given especially young people, because they're not out in the real world yet, but they also have a lot of self doubt. So I imagine the camp has been very a foundation for providing that that impetus and that. Hey, you know what? There's no guarantee, but you have talent. Utilize it. Have you found that to be an important aspect of what you guys do?
Absolutely. I think that self-confidence is a huge contributor to anyone in the performing arts. And our teachers are just amazing at building kids' confidences along the way. And as I said earlier, we do an open mic each day, and kids, you can see them sort of bravely step in and say, oh, okay, I've watched a couple of kids, and I can do that too. So they'll sign up for open mic recite some poetry that they'd written, or sing a song. And we, again, have the supports around. So, many of our staff members are professional musicians and so on. So someone's singing, then one of the faculty members will hop on the drum kit and play the drums, and someone else will. There's a lot of support to, again, build that confidence level, so that when they leave us, they can carry that confidence into the next thing that they try, and it's quite a thing to see that revelation in their faces.
Well, I think that at the end of that 9 days, they've proven to themselves, because it's been, they've been kind of under the microscope, that, hey, you know what? I do have some talent, you know, and no, it may not, you know, it may not be the direction I want to go into for the rest of my life, but I'm certainly going to pursue it now. I'm not just going to, you know, put it in the back of my mind and never, you know, and never move on it, or act on it, I should say. And that's, and you're right. I think with young people, that is so important that they have someone or some organization that says, hey, you know what, you got talent. You know, this could be the start of something really new. A question I've been dying to ask you is, how did you come about getting involved in this? Were you a performer? Were you always a lover of the performing arts growing up?
Yes, actually, I sang professionally for a long time, but mostly I've been a teacher in my life. I think that that's my main gift to the world. And so I taught in the arts for a very, very long time. And I was just invited to establish this from its very beginning, which was, you know, quite an honor. And it's just grown into a real passion for me, too, in reaching kids that don't often have opportunities to perform and to figure out what their talents are, and you know, sort of help them unleash those passions. So that's been my main focus in my career.
I have to, you know, and I'm not just saying this. I have to give you credit because, as you said, you're first and foremost a teacher, perhaps performing on the side. So I mean, leaving you very little time to put so much energy into getting this off the ground. But I can't imagine that after 22 years that you haven't gotten a load of you know, letters back or comments back from somebody you had 10 years ago saying, you know, Donna, this was, I mean, still think about that summer week that I spent with you in the organization, and it was so wonderful. Do you hear a lot of feedback like that?
Yes, absolutely. And it happens all the time. And what's interesting now is certainly, you know, we get tons and tons of feedback, not only immediately, but years later, saying that the skills that they learned at camp or the passion that was unleashed at camp has kept them going in life, you know, which is, again, a real gift. So it's a really, really important thing, I think, for the entire staff. And what's fun is most of the staff has been with me for all 22 years because, again, it's such a great project. And now our counselors, 100% of them are kids that went through camp. And then after we have camp, there's a leadership program that we help our students go through. So many of them, our counselors have been, you know, through that program. And then very often they've become teachers at the camp also. So now we're at the point where, you know, our original 14 and 15-year-olds 20-something years ago are now parents. And they're hoping to send their own children to the camp. So we're getting that second generation piece, which is just so rewarding because the feedback is that this has been a pivotal impact in their lives.
Well, I mean, 22 years later, I mean, it's not, I won't necessarily say it's rare, but, you know, any organization, especially where it's, you know, it's not, you know, you have to go out and find funding year after year to keep things float. But I mean, for 22 years to have that kind of a successful track record is pretty amazing. You talk about, you know, the 9 days and all these students boarding there. Is the physical location, is it a campus? I mean, is there a place that you folks bought? I mean, where do they actually do this?
So we rent a spot at the Northfield Mount Hermon School in Gill. And it's just glorious because, I think the kids spend a lot of time indoors, so we put big tents up outside, and we do a lot of outdoor classrooms. But they've got a beautiful theater, and that's where our final performance is housed every year, which is just, again, just a beautiful spot. But it's rolling hills in Western Mass, and just, again, I think it gives the feeling of that expansiveness that we want kids to feel as they're discovering their talents. So I think the campus is just a lovely reflection of that expansiveness that we want them to feel in and out.
It may sound a little cliche-ish here, but I'm thinking as you were just describing, because I have been out to the western part of the state, and you're right. I mean, rolling hills and just beautiful foliage in the fall. It's idyllic out there. But I'm thinking, I'm picturing Julie Andrews from The Sound of Music bringing the kids to the. I know it wasn't Massachusetts, but there is something to be said about the outdoors and having that aesthetic beauty. I think lends itself to the arts, right?
Absolutely. I think, and we find, you know, sometimes we have workshops in photography and we give kids cameras and they just go around campus and take beautiful photos of things that I think they're discovering as they learn to look at their surroundings in new ways because they've been singing and because they've been dancing and because they've been understanding to tap into themselves. They're looking at the world in new ways, and I think that's a great reflection of the setting and the work that we do.
You know, and I'm not just saying this, Donna, but I think, I'm sure you'd agree. I mean, you'd love to have more than one camp. But I mean, I'm sure you have your hands full with this. But again, going back to what we were talking about earlier, especially with this younger generation being weaned on social media, you know, this is face-to-face, human-to-human interaction. And many of them at the end discover something that, you know, I almost think would be remiss or missing had you folks not been there for them, especially those who have a desire to be in the performing arts. So, again, kudos to you and the staff. And obviously, having staff that has been with you for so long, they're certainly getting a lot of fulfillment out of this as well. How do people reach out? I mean, if they get a child or maybe a nephew, a niece, a grandchild, and, you know, they're interested in perhaps pursuing this, how do they go about, reaching out to you guys?
So camp is open to 12 to 15-year-olds. And we ask them to write an essay for us and get a couple of recommendations from teachers. There's no audition to come to camp. It's really just we want kids to be passionate about saying, I want to learn more kind of thing. And we're at summerstars.org. There are applications there. And again, everything is free of charge. So we want kids that just want to be there and want to learn. And we'd love to, extend the invitation to those folks that want to be with us.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the best part. And Donna, I think you'd agree. You're right here in Massachusetts. It's in the heart of New England. Summertime here is just so, it's so magnificent. And a 9-day camp where you can sleep over 3 meals a day, get this training, get this exposure to the performing arts, tuition free, toll free, whatever you want to call it, is one heck of a deal. So I really think people will, as I said, many who have young children or know somebody that has a young child who has a passion for the performing arts, the Summer Stars Camp for the Performing Arts really is a wonderful way of perhaps launching the next the career of the next big star, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We are in session this year from August 7th to the 15th. So we'd love to hear from folks, in the next few weeks if they'd like to apply.
Great. Now and if folks have any questions they want to pose to you directly, is there an email or can they just get everything right off the website?
Yes, it's right off the website, but I'm at donna@summerstars.org. So
great.
It's easy to find me, and I'd love to hear from folks.
And after some 22 years of doing this, Donna Milani Luther still has the passion, as you can hear, for welcoming the multitude of young people that come to the camp each out in Gill each and every year, establishing, like I said, what would be the foundation for perhaps the next big star, whether it's in song, dance, theater, whatever it may be. And it's just a great way of honing those talents, and I give a lot of credit to the staff out there. If you have any questions about the broadcast, you can certainly give us a call here at the studios at WICN. Our main number is 508-752-0700. You can pose any comments, questions, or feedback to me directly. I certainly welcome that. That's Al Vona, V-U-O-N-A, at WICN.org. Again, I want to thank my guest this week, the founder and camp director of Summer Stars Camp for the Performing Arts in Gill, Mass., Donna Milani Luther. For the public eye, this is Al Vona. Thank you.